Hey everyone, welcome to another edition of Wisdom Wednesdays. Today, I want to talk about dementia and particularly Alzheimer's disease and a surprising new development that could be a weapon, a very potent weapon against these conditions. Now, you will have heard me talk about Alzheimer's and dementia before, and it is the one disease that scares the bejesus out of me. And according to the World Health Organization, 55 million people now have dementia, with about 10 million new cases each year. And Alzheimer's disease is by far the most common form of dementia, accounting for about 60 to 70% of the cases. Now, if you look at the increased rates of dementia, it is actually quite scary how rapidly this disease is spreading, or the incidence of it, should I say. So about 10 years ago, it wasn't even in the top five of the biggest killers. Now in Australia, dementia is the second biggest killer, and it is the biggest killer of all when it comes to females. And it is on the rise because a lot of it is lifestyle driven, and it's essentially a metabolic disease. And you'll have heard me talk before that lots of researchers are calling dementia type 3 diabetes. And it's because of the common links between them, this dysregulated blood sugar that then attacks the cells in the brain as well as the body. And as you probably know, dementia, and particularly Alzheimer's disease, if we zone in on that, that's characterized by clumps of these proteins called amyloid betas that accumulate within the brain, killing neurons and destroying the synaptic connections between the cells. Now, exactly what causes these plaques to develop is a bit of a mystery, but multiple lines of evidence have now been implicating the problems with the immune system. So when we're young, clearly our body's defenses are at its strongest, and we can prevent bacteria, viruses and fungi from reaching the brain because our blood-brain barrier tends to be pretty intact. But as we get older, our defenses become less efficient, and the blood-brain barrier, there's evidence now that starts to become leaky, which may allow microbes to work their ways into our neural tissue. And according to this theory, the amyloid beta is actually produced to kill invaders as they cross into the brain as a short-term defense against infection. And if the brain's own immune cells, which are called microglia, if they were working optimally, they reckon that they could clear away the protein once the threat has passed. But in many cases of dementia, they seem to malfunction. Our immune cells in the brain, the microglia, they seem to malfunction, and that triggers widespread inflammation that then leads to further neural carnage throughout the brain. And there's a wealth of evidence that supports this theory, although it's not 100% conclusive, but more and more evidence is supporting this. And autopsies have revealed that brains of people with Alzheimer's disease are much more likely to have common microbes in the brain, such as the herpes simplex virus, which is the cause of cold sores. And crucially, these germs are often entrapped in the amyloid, which has been proven to have antimicrobial properties. And this observation leads to the strength of this theory that it's immune dysregulation in the brain that is actually driving it. And so if this theory is correct, then attempts to boost the immune system's overall functioning could be helpful when we're trying to prevent the development of the disease, because there's been lots of failed drugs that have been developed to try to clear that amyloid beta. So what we now know is that prevention, like any disease, is a hell of a lot more effective, and it's also a hell of a lot cheaper. Now, like I say, there've been heaps and heaps of experimental drugs to try and clear these amyloid plaques away. And after decades of research and hundreds of millions of dollars wasted, only two new drugs have been approved by the US FDA. And both of them are actually based on antibodies that then bind or connect to these amyloid beta proteins which then triggers an immune response that clears them out of the brain. And these two drugs appear to slow disease progression in some patients, and that's critical. But their overall improvement in quality of life is limited. So it's certainly not effective in all people, and these drugs do have significant side effects that come with them. It now turns out that a French doctor and a French vet in the early 1900s may have discovered something that's going to be useful in the fight against Alzheimer's disease. What they were doing was they were trying to discover how tuberculosis in cows was transmitted. And in order to do that, they had to cultivate the tuberculosis bacteria, and they did it on sliced potatoes. And then that they found that when they injected that microbe, they no longer became sick, but were protected from wild tuberculosis. And in 1921, the pair tested this potential vaccine on the first human patient, a mother who died of the disease, and it worked. And then the BCG vaccine was developed, and that has saved millions of lives of people from tuberculosis. But now there may be a new use for it. So it turns out that not only does the BCG reduce or protect people against tuberculosis, but it seems to reduce the risk of many other infections as well. So a recent clinical trial showed that the BCG vaccine actually halved the odds of developing a respiratory infection over the following 12 months compared to people who received a placebo. And it is now also used as a standard treatment for some forms of bladder cancer. And the process for which it's useful there is that once they deliver the bacteria into the bladder, they trigger the immune system to remove the tumors that had previously passed undetected. So these pretty cool effects of it are called trained immunity. So after somebody has received the BCG vaccine, you see changes in expression of genes associated with the production of cytokines. Now, you may have heard of cytokines before. We know that people who have serious issues from COVID, it is a cytokine storm. So cytokines are these small molecules. They can be inflammatory or anti-inflammatory, and they are essentially signaling molecules. And some cytokines actually can kickstart other defenses, including white blood cells, into action. And as a result of that, the body then responds more effectively to threats, whether it's a bacteria entering the body or a virus or mutant cells that grow uncontrollably. So think of this like upgrading the security system or upgrading your immune system to be more efficient and more effective against potential invaders. Now, there are some good reasons to believe that this trained immunity induced by BCG could reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease by bolstering the body's defenses, and particularly the immune system in the brain. It could actually help the blood-brain barrier integrity, and it could keep these pathogens at bay before they have damaging effects in the brain, which then causes the creation of these amyloid beta proteins. Now, researchers also think that as well as that process of preventing the pathogen from reaching the brain, it could also improve the function of the brain's microglial cells, or the immune system in the brain, for clearing away the amyloid beta so as it doesn't create any damage. So that's the theory. But a study has been done at the a medical center in Jerusalem where they collected data of 1,300 plus people who had received the BCG as part of their treatment for bladder cancer. And they found that just 2.4% of the patients who were treated with BCG developed Alzheimer's disease over the following 8 years, compared with 8.9% of those who had not received the vaccine. Or if we put that in terms that are normally represented in research studies, those who did not receive the BCG vaccine were 370% more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease than those who did receive the BCG vaccine. Now, that is a whopping increase, and it actually dwarfs the risks from lifestyle conditions such as obesity or even diabetes in terms of the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. So now, this is early days for sure, and there have been also some other studies that are a bit more rigorous, and a meta-analysis very recently showed an average risk reduction of about 45%. And while that's obviously not as big as the initial one, that is a meta-analysis where they get really good quality stuff. And that's still massive, massive protection. And what is actually happening now is that there's a pilot study going on at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where people are having BCG injections that are shown to effectively reduce amyloid beta. Now, this is a great development because it takes the theoretical idea and is actually then road testing it in real world conditions. So it's only been a pilot study. There's only 49 people in it, but there are now going to be bigger trials that go off the back of that. And for the first time, we could have a very safe and effective intervention to help prevent the development of Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia, which is really frigging exciting. That's it for this week. Catch you next time.